From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Bush administration is facing tough challenges to its plan to restore sovereignty to Iraq. Washington policymakers are considering changes to that plan. The rethinking follows a leading Shiite cleric's demands for direct elections and ongoing Kurdish calls for greater autonomy. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
U.S. officials say they won't budge on one aspect of the Iraqi self-rule plan, the end of June target date to hand back sovereignty. The U.S. administrator of Iraq, Paul Bremer, told CBS News today that he still believes there's not enough time to hold direct elections for a National Assembly, as the Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani has demanded.
The problem we have is a technical one, which is that at present there's no electoral commission, there's no electoral law, there are no political parties law, there's no census, there's no voters registration, there are no electoral constituencies, there are none of the things that you need to conduct a legitimate and effective election here.
Bremer acknowledged that the U.S.-backed plan to hold regional caucuses to choose a National Assembly is not as democratic as an election, so U.S. officials are working on ways to ensure the caucuses are inclusive and transparent, and are even holding out the possibility of direct elections in some areas. Senator John Rockefeller, a West Virginia Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, says the dispute over elections is a serious problem. He points out that Ayatollah Sistani seems in no mood to compromise and won't even meet Paul Bremer.
The stakes are extremely high because if we stick it in the eye, so to speak, of the Shias by insisting on a caucus system for the whole country, including the Shias, when their grand Ayatollah is saying, no, we're not going to do that, and by the way, I won't see your chief administrator, I think this talks about some real work, some real compromise, some real late-night sessions, open minds on the part of Americans and Iraqis.
The Shiite demands are not the only challenge facing Bremer. Kurdish leaders have been working out arrangements within the Iraqi Governing Council to ensure that they will continue to enjoy broad autonomy and even maintain their own security forces in the north, which has raised alarms in neighboring Turkey. The Kurds also want control over major oil fields in the north. One State Department official said he believes the Kurds and the Shiites are becoming more demanding because they know the U.S. has a target date to hand over power and that Washington will do what it takes to meet that date. Anthony Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the U.S. lost leverage as soon as the date was set.
A lot of the things that matter very much to the U.S., which is Iraq's international security position, don't matter half as much to the Iraqis, who are far more concerned about domestic politics, how oil revenues are going to be allocated, who has the power, and how you are going to create some form of federalism. And these are areas where the U.S., I guess to put it politely, is losing influence by the day.
And Cordesman said it's far from clear that by the end of this political process, a new Iraqi government will want a U.S. presence as large and influential as the Bush administration is planning.
We are caught, in a way, in a bind. We are fighting a low-intensity conflict that certainly isn't going to be over quickly. But we are now in a political process where the Iraqis more and more are taking the lead, and where by July we may find ourselves in a very, very different position from the one we're planning to be in.
As the U.S. tries to iron out some of the thorny political issues, the Bush administration has had some help from U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan. Annan told members of the Iraqi Governing Council he doesn't think there's time to hold direct elections. U.S. officials say the U.N. Secretary General may also prove helpful on the Kurdish question. Annan has called a meeting on Iraq next Monday. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.